at our ETB meeting just there on Monday, we had correspondence from the Department of Education, which said more or less that they had given up on the original site and now they are looking at an alternative site. So it looks as if whoever bought the original site, and I wish them well, that they may not be prepared to sell.
We seem now to be back where we were 6-7 years ago.
Absolutely. I mean, in 2014, we were really ready to go. The ETB had completed all of the assessments. The planning had been all finalised. The services, all that work had been finalised. That took about a year and a half to do that. And then the department said, OK, with that all done now and with that all filed away, we'll ask Donegal County Council to do the very same work all over again. That was the time that the site should have been purchased. I mean, they were obviously buying time at that stage.
Whose responsibility is it to now lead the process? Is the local ETB and the local council at the mercy of the department and the speed the department works at, or can things be made faster locally on the ground?
The last time, ETB, although it was their schools, two of their schools were going into it, they had little or no say in it, and we weren't being fed any information. We were being drip-fed very much. This time, I would like that the ETB have direct involvement in this, that Paddy Kelly from the ETB would have direct involvement in it, together with Donegal County Council, that it doesn't sit the way it sat before and become stagnant until the site was eventually sold. I mean, the department have a lot to answer for in this. The new site that they're looking at may not even be suitable, I don't know, but all those assessments and checks will have to be done on it, and that's going to take time. We all know how long the planning will take. Then it has to go out to tender. It'll take a couple of years to do the building. So really and truly, our school is still a good bit away.
One of the fears has been that one of the three schools involved in the project may say, we've had enough of this, we're going out on our own, and they may go and try and find their own site, and the whole three-school campus idea ultimately gets lost. Is there a risk that could happen?
There is a very strong risk that that could happen, and I know that some schools are looking at individual sites. Absolutely, yeah. And I can fully understand that, because how long can they wait?